We're speaking with Zachary Bauer, the executive director of the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center. It has recently, in cooperation with the Area Agency on Aging, announced an LGBTQ elders resource guide. Zach, people who are older, into retirement, everyone faces challenges of one kind or another, but are there special challenges that face people in the LGBT community?
Yeah, I really, I believe that they do. The LGBT community, as our pioneers come to, as they age, they experience the intersection of a multitude of different issues, you know, the overlap of ageism with homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia. And so that, in addition to, you know, navigating the unique financial, health, and social needs associated with those overlaps, is something that we are looking to address and to support both our LGBT elders and their allies and families as they look to make decisions around care and moving or looking at service providers. And the Area Agency on Aging and KGRC are really excited to be offering the guide to facilitate that.
Could you give some examples of particular challenges for LGBT people who are older?
At times in people's lives where they decide to enter assisted living facilities, we know that the LGBT individuals often find themselves going back into the closet because there's not cultural competency being offered by the staff or administration of these facilities. And that in addition to what happens when a partner dies and it leaves behind a loved one. These people have not had the ability to have formally recognized relationships. So there's really concerns around social security, inheritance benefits, what are the proper legal documents that you need. And so what this guide will do is it'll help navigate the LGBT community and their families to those decisions and really support them and lift them up during these times.
And what kind of resources are they going to find in that guide more specifically?
This guide is going to answer some fundamental questions. So how do I protect my visitation rights? It's going to guide you through that process. What are some long-term care options? Those are very important things to answer. It's also going to dive down into some legal issues with healthcare, like why is a healthcare power of attorney important to have? And which facilities are welcoming to LGBT older adults. So there's a lot of information. It also connects you with a number of other local organizations that are LGBT affirming and can provide you with support to answer these questions as well.
Perhaps at the other end of the age spectrum, the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center recently announced a mentoring program for teens, young adults who are LGBT. What's that all about?
The Triangle Mentorship Program has been in existence now for 2 years, and it's a great mentoring program that partners an LGBT adult or an ally adult with an LGBT ally youth. And the goal of the mentorship is to provide these youth with mentorship and career guidance and advice. You know, as I look back when I hit my junior and senior year in high school, and there's a lot of decisions that you have to make, whether that's college or entering the workforce. And what these mentors and mentees do is they meet on their own and explore those options, as well as get together for some great career building and leadership building throughout the year on a quarterly basis.
There are a lot of mentoring programs in those areas. Why is the specific need for something like this?
There's a definite intersection of a lack of mentors specifically to LGBT kids. There's a lot of sensationalization of an LGBT identity. And so what this allows our young people to see and to experience is that there's great opportunities for you to be successful in different facets like business, law, education. And so, you know, we have some great mentors that offer great guidance.
What kind of reaction have you had to the program, both from those who are doing the mentoring and those who are receiving the mentoring?
Oh, it's been our first run at it was amazing. They built long-term relationships with their mentors, and they stay in contact. I know we have a young man who's up at WMU who stays in regular contact with her mentor, with his mentor, and they continue to bounce ideas off of each other around, you know, what it's like to be a college freshman and how to maneuver those issues. I know that my mentee is in D.C. doing some political activism, so hey, he took after me, and I appreciate that.
If someone is interested in becoming a mentor or a mentee, how should they get more information about that?
Absolutely. They should visit our website at kglrc.org or email the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center's program director, Jay Maddock, at j@kglrc.org.
And that's J-A-Y.
That's right.
And we've been speaking with Zach Bauer, the executive director of the Kalamazoo Gay Lesbian Resource Center. Zach, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you. Have a great day.